Hey, in the studio this morning is Martin Spettigou. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. With the football finally over, and in spite of Wimbledon, I guess that most of us are back to the old routine. But the memories linger on, and this must be especially so for those who are lucky enough to go to Japan or South Korea. From the interviews and reports, all seem to have had a very happy time, with great kindness and friendliness shown by the hosts. Japan, in fact, is a disciplined society, where there is respect for order and authority. Parents are looked up to, and working harmoniously in a group is preferred to the development of the individual that we encourage in the West. Over 100 years ago, the Indian mystic and yogi Vivekananda said that the world had never seen such a patriotic and artistic race as the Japanese, and still, it is a land of infinite beauty. Although things are changing with the young, they still have enormous sweetness and charm. A few years back, I visited a De La Salle school, a Catholic foundation. The young South American head explained that all his pupils were Buddhist, with which he had no problem. Classes were 55 or more, and there'd never been any difficulty with discipline. The boys and girls there were a delight to be with. Watching the games, what was most impressive and inspiring was the uninhibited enthusiasm from the young, whether it be for Bex, their own team, or for other teams, or the games as a whole. It is this enthusiasm that so often the young show us that we should try to have in our lives, as without it, any sort of progress, either spiritual or material, is difficult. When misfortune, problems, or depression dog us, one of the best antidotes is cheerfulness and enthusiasm. Here's a short poem by Sri Chimnoy. Daring enthusiasm and abiding cheerfulness can accomplish everything on earth without fail. Goodbye.